Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi everyone, Shravan here. Before we get into the episode today, an apology from me. We experienced some technical difficulties on my side of the recording for this episode. Unfortunately, it's not the crystal clear audio that we normally have for our podcast. So please bear with us for this episode. It will all be back to normal in the next episode. It was just something that I did when I was recording remotely and I accidentally used the wrong channel for recording this episode. So my sincere apologies to all of you, and I hope you still enjoy the episode. Everyone, and welcome to the Cognitive Recalibration Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Shravan. We've got Taran here with us.
Hey, everyone.
We're back to recording remotely, but hopefully the episode stays on track this time.
Did it not stay on track last time?
Well, I hope it doesn't get derailed.
Oh, okay. I see what you're doing. Yeah.
If you haven't noticed already from my really bad puns just then, we're going to be talking about the latest release, Bullet Train. As usual, we'll do non-spoilers first, and then we'll jump into spoilers and do some background as well. So we just watched the movie, watched it last night. Didn't go in with too many expectations, but let's see what we thought of it in a second. So it's directed by David Leitch, who is known for directing, I think, Deadpool 2, but his other directorial ventures include Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw and Atomic Blonde as well. So he was involved with the first John Wick, but he's uncredited as a director for that, but he was involved in terms of the stunts. So his background is actually he's a stuntman and an action director, but then he's obviously transitioned into directing movies. He was also a producer on last year's Nobody. Well, this particular movie, it's based on a Japanese novel titled Maria Beetle. And it was published in English as Bullet Train. So it is an adaptation of that novel written by Kotaro Isaka. And it's starring Brad Pitt, so he's front and center in terms of the promotional material. But it's got an ensemble cast. So apart from him, it's got Joey King, Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Ryan Tyree Henry, Andrew Koji. And whenever there's a movie that's based in Japan these days, it seems to feature this gentleman, Hiroyuki Sanada. So he's in this again. Name the last movie that we reviewed that had him in it.
Mortal Kombat?
Yeah. I actually forgot that he was in that movie because I was looking through his filmography earlier. I'm like, we seem to have reviewed a lot of movies with this guy. Let me just look through his filmography. And basically the last four or five English movies he's done, we've reviewed, and they're all... So he was in Endgame for a little bit in the start.
Yeah.
He gets slaughtered by Hawkeye. by Ronan at that stage. And then, he was in multiple other movies. He was in that Zack Snyder zombie movie that we saw last year on Netflix.
Zack Snyder's The Justice League.
Is that a zombie movie?
Yes, now it is.
It did come back from the dead because that movie was dead for a long time. And then,
yes,
I guess you could call it a zombie. But yeah, he's in a lot of movies that that are set in Japan, and this movie is set between Tokyo and Kyoto on a bullet train. Coincidentally, that's why it's called Bullet Train. Other things about this movie, so it runs for a little over 2 hours, and budget-wise, what do you think this cost?
Good question. The actors is probably the, and it's got some good graphics as well, so I would say probably the 100 million range.
Yeah, you're not far off. It's just a little bit under the 100 million, so 85 to 90 million. And box office wise, so I think on the first 2 days, it made about 12.6 million, and it's expected to make about 30 million for the opening weekend in the United States. So this is excluding the rest of the world. So yeah, we'll see how it goes. Other background, I mean, I've already gone through David Leitch's background, but he was also a stunt double for Brad Pitt 5 times. So they've worked together quite a bit in terms of stunts before. So that's why he featured in this movie. And I also forgot that Brad Pitt had a cameo in Deadpool 2. I completely forgot that. He dies, right?
Yeah.
It's
one of the funnier cameos. Do you remember his cameo?
Not really.
Like they have a bunch of people they recruit for their X-Force team. And then for one of the guys they recruit, there's no one in the room. And then he's like, oh, where's the guy? It's like, oh, it's Invisible Man. And then you just think that there's actually not anyone there. But in the end, you see the guy jump off the plane. And then he goes into a bunch of electric wires and he gets electrocuted. And as he gets electrocuted, for 1 second, it flashes as Brad Pitt.
Yeah, now I remember. Yeah. And there's other cameos in this movie as well, which we'll talk about in spoilers. But yeah, there seems to be like this group of actors that seem to like working together and they're just cameoing each other's movies. So we'll talk about that in spoilers. But let's jump into our thoughts on the movie spoiler-free. So what is the story for this one?
It's pretty much what it is in the trailer. There's a bunch of guys on a bullet train. They all try to do different things and yeah, things happen.
They're all in pursuit of a suitcase, essentially.
Kind of. Not all of them are, but yeah, the suitcase is part of it.
It revolves around a suitcase, but then there's a bunch of other things that happen. There's like a snake on this train as well, like this venomous snake.
Snakes on the train. Features.
Yeah, it's snakes on a train as well. Well, snake on a train.
Yeah.
So we could also talk about how this movie ranks in terms of other movies that are sort of centered around around a train or some sort of transport vehicle. So like the first one that came to mind was actually Speed, which is on a bus. And then there's like Speed 2, which
Speed
is on like
2,
a ship.
Which is on a ship, yep. And then Speed 3, which is on a go-kart.
Is there a Speed 3?
Nah, there isn't. Speed 2 is too shit. Speed 2 was terrible.
But there's other movies like, Snakes on a Plane is one.
Nonstop.
Nonstop is one. Nonstop is also on a plane. There's that one other
with
one with
Denzel
Lee Neeson.
Washington.
Where he's drunk.
Liam Neeson or Denzel Washington? I said Denzel
Washington.
Washington. He's drunk. There's one with Denzel Washington and Chris Pine.
Okay. There's one where Denzel Washington's a pilot and he's like an alcoholic and then he crashes a plane or something. But yeah, there's the other one with Liam Neeson, how he's on a train as well, I think. The Commuter, where he's also on a train. It's like nonstop, but on a train, pretty much.
Yep.
Yeah, so there's plenty of these movies. This is a little bit different because it is centered around the ensemble cast. I think Brad Pitt, they're kind of marketing like Brad Pitt. He is the main character, but he's equally in it as much as the other people in this movie. So I think he's...
Did you find it weird that Joey King was the
second billing? Yeah, build? I did.
Yeah.
I did find it. So it's Brad Pitt. So I'll read the cast in order of billing. So it's Brad Pitt, Joey King, Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Brian Tyree Henry, Andrew Koji, and then Hiroki Sanada.
I thought it would be Aaron Taylor Johnson after Brad Pitt.
Yeah, or Brian Tyree Henry. I guess, what else is Joe King in apart from Netflix movies?
The Kissing Booth 1, The Kissing Booth 2, The Kissing Booth 3. She's in 3 of them. How many Kissing Booth movies is Aaron Taylor Johnson in?
Well, none. So yeah. Obviously, he's,
does that answer your question?
But Brad Pitt is also not in any Kissing Booth movies. So.
Yeah, but he's in Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yes, that elevates him higher.
Yeah.
Joe King. Yeah.
Maybe they're trying to cater to a different audience.
Yes, yes. Well, they're kind of covering all bases, I guess, because Brad Pitt's,
for old people like yourself.
Older. Well, I guess.
Yeah. Don't say I guess. Just own it.
All right. Okay. So Brad Pitt's for people like me, and then Joe King's for people like you.
Yeah, I guess so. Because I'm in the ripe age of 16.
Yeah. And then everyone in between is Aaron Taylor Johnson, Brian Tyree Henry, etc. Yeah.
Brian Tyree Henry's for, Aaron Taylor Johnson, Brian Tyree Henry for everyone in America. And then all the other Asian cast for everyone in Asia.
Yeah. And then the rest of the continents don't matter. Actually, there is a Mexican character in it. So I guess they're covering.
South American, yeah. I think he's from Brazil. It's not
the actor or the character? The
actor, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it's a spoiler. Yeah. Bad Baby's in this. Is that his name? No, Bad Buddy. Bad Buddy. Bad Baby, someone else.
So, okay, when we were talking about this yesterday after we watched the movie, so I don't know who this guy is. So is he a gamer?
No, he's a singer. He's a rapper.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know who he is, but when I saw him in the movie, I'm like, okay, it's just some guy, but obviously he's a known.
He's a top 5 Spotify streamer, like top 5 artist on Spotify.
Well, obviously I don't listen to the top 5 artists on Spotify. The only thing I listen to on Spotify these days is there's this playlist called
This Sleepy Podcast. Piano.
I actually don't even listen to this podcast on Spotify, but there's a playlist called Sleepy Piano, and it helps me get to sleep.
Yeah, Bad Buddy did that.
He also plays the piano. So he's a rapper and a classical piano player. All right. Well, let's jump into our thoughts on the movie, positives and negatives wise. So we can do positives first. So do you want to start with your positives?
I think it was a pretty entertaining movie. Don't think it broke any ground on anything new. Kind of reminded me of other movies. But in a good way, I guess. Like, everything they did was good, was funny at times. All the characters are having fun while they're shooting the movie and also having fun in the movie. So I thought it was a good time.
I also had a really good time with this movie. So it's on a bullet train, so you can expect it to be fast-paced. And it was.
A lot happens, possibly too much, but yeah.
Yeah, for some people it might be a bit too convoluted. I kind of just went with it. So there's definitely some characters. So each character has this backstory kind of when they get introduced. So it definitely reminded me of like Guy Ritchie's style of storytelling in terms of introduction of characters and just some of the action as well. It was very stylized, but it was a little bit like a Guy Ritchie movie. Very colorful as well. So Japan is a colorful place. And I think they embrace that in terms of the color palette for this movie. It is R-rated. So if you're in the mood for sort of a violent but funny movie, this might be for you. And the cast was really good. So I would say the standouts were actually Aaron Taylor Johnson and Brian Tyree Henry, two people that have three names. I think they were both standouts, but everyone else was pretty good too.
Well, what have we seen with Brian Tyree Henry recently? Oh, Eternals. That's right.
Yep. And he was in Godzilla versus Kong as well.
Oh, yeah. And Aaron Taylor Johnson's in Godzilla.
Yes.
Is there something in that?
Yeah. I mean, that should have. I've got some trivia that's kind of like this, but this wasn't one of them. We should add this.
Aaron Taylor Johnson's in Avengers Age of Ultron. Brian Tyree Henry's in
Eternals.
Eternals, yeah.
Yeah. Anything else they cross over?
Both of them too.
Yeah. Do they have any crossover with Joey King?
No, just Joey King's only in the kissing booth in this. And none of these actors are good enough to be in the kissing booth, so.
Andrew Koji, we didn't talk about
Andrew Koji was done a bit dirty in this, honestly. He doesn't get to do that much.
He's better in this than he was in Snake Eyes, though.
Yeah, but he gets dirty in every movie he does. Like, he doesn't do any action in this.
Not really, yeah.
No,
yeah.
But he's a martial artist.
Yeah, and I guess this is not really a martial arts movie. Like, there's fighting, but it's not like martial arts fighting as such.
I guess he's in it more to act and emote, which he does. Yes, but
which he does a good job.
But, yeah, if you're wanting some Andrew Koji action, you don't really get it.
Yes, yes. I think his story has the most emotion and probably the most relatability of any of the characters. So I did like his backstory as such. But yeah, like, I think in terms of the most entertaining characters, it was probably the two. They're actually meant to be twins in the movie, or they're referred to as twins. I would say them two had the best in terms of comedy and fun in the movie. But everyone was pretty good. Everyone has their moments.
Brad Pitt looks like he's having fun.
It's
probably the most fun I've seen him have since Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
You just go back to that movie. Yeah, and obviously he looks pretty good for his age. Not like Tom Cruise good. I think Tom Cruise
looks better than Tom Cruise.
You reckon he looks better than Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
So another piece of trivia. He apparently did 95% of his stunts in this movie.
Oh, really? So
he's trying to become like Tom Cruise. But yeah, it looks good. Looks good for his age. Negatives. I do have a couple of negatives. So firstly, I think, like I said earlier, all the characters and all their backstories, it might not resonate with everyone. So it might be just a little bit too convoluted for some people. It might be a little bit confusing for some people, especially when all the stories kind of intersect. I've heard people say it's a bit confusing. I personally didn't. I just went with it. I didn't really. There's definitely some parts that you have to suspend your disbelief a little bit. But if you do, you'll have a good time. If you can't get past that, maybe you'll be like, oh, this doesn't make any sense. The third act does go off the rails, both literally and figuratively.
That's a spoiler. You've ruined the movie for everyone listening to this now. So we're going to stop the recording. We're going to restart and go exactly the same word for word up till now. And then you're going to cut that part out. But we can't cut it out in post. I want to record the whole thing again.
Okay. It just ruined the mood. I don't think it's too much of a spoiler because it kind of is in the trailers. But yeah, so like that, when it does go off the rails, it might be too much of a leap for some viewers. Again, it does become almost cartoony, but I was just having fun with it. So I was like, yeah, whatever. It's not a movie that you need to take too seriously. And the other thing is, I think there is a lot of CGI in this movie. So I'm not even 100% sure if how much of this they actually shot in Japan, because it does look very like stylized and colorful, almost unnaturally colorful. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't actually shoot this in Japan or on actual bullet train. I think it might.
I don't think they had to shoot it in Japan. They probably just shot it in a studio.
Probably. Yeah. But that's why it looks like when you do see some shots of the train from the outside, it doesn't look real. It doesn't look like, because I've seen real bullet trains and the way it moves and stuff in some scenes, it looks a bit unnatural. So that's the only thing. Like sometimes it took me away from it because it's like, well, this is probably all just CGI, not really.
Not a real train. People do shit in this movie that like normal people would not be able to do. So did that take you out of the movie?
No. No.
So you're a hypocrite. What you're telling me.
No, I just don't think it looked good when they had the CGI. Like, I think it, because the rest of the movie does look pretty good, but there's some parts where it just takes you out a little bit because they spent so much money, obviously, like $90 million, they could have made it look a bit more authentic. But yeah, that's just a small thing.
Fair enough. It sounds like you don't like this movie, so it's
it's a code of aggression for me.
Yeah, you don't just like this movie, so.
Just that one part. I'd probably give it a cognitive recalibration. I had a good time. I think probably the best time I've had in the cinema
since Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I didn't actually watch that in the cinema, which is one of the biggest regrets
That's a
of
shame.
My life.
Yeah.
But yes, it's Mrs. Smith. Just like Brad Pitt, it's the most fun.
Actually, I just thought of something else. This might be in your trivia. Mr. and Mrs. Smith stars Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. Angelina Jolie and Brian Tyree Henry star in Eternals. It's another one.
Yes,
is this all in your trivia? Yeah. Am I just stealing your trivia at the moment?
No, that one wasn't. Again, that's another one we can add to the trivia, but I've got other ones like that, just like that in the trivia. All right. Shall we jump into spoilers? I'm guessing you're giving it a recalibration.
Yeah, because I liked it, I'd like you, so.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
The first hour is a bit convoluted, though. I think people get turned off in the first hour. It's too much flashing back, I reckon. But after the first hour, it was okay, yeah.
After they do all the introductions, yeah, it does definitely pick up in terms of the pace. But, yeah, there is a section in the first half where, yeah, there is a bit of, there's a lot of introductions and exposition, I guess.
I think they could have done it better. It's like a what you see in Guy Ritchie movies, but not done as well, but still good.
How does it compare to his other movies, Deadpool 2, Hobbs and Shaw?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Sure.
It's probably better than Hobbs and Shaw.
I'd say it's better than Hobbs and Shaw.
Maybe as good as Deadpool 2.
Yeah. I haven't seen Atomic Blonde, so I can't really comment on that. But yeah, it's probably about as good as Deadpool 2. Let's jump into spoilers then. So if you haven't seen Bullet Train and you care about spoilers, go watch the movie. We had a lot of fun with it, so we do recommend it. And then come back to this point in the episode and listen to our spoilers. So, yeah, I don't think there's a whole lot in terms of spoilers, but we can talk about, I guess, each of the characters and their motivation. So Brad Pitt is Ladybug in the movie, and then that's his, like, code name. But he is just filling in for another agent. And the cameo for that agent was Ryan Reynolds. So he literally, like, no, he doesn't say anything, right? He just appears.
Yeah. Just takes the helmet off.
Yeah. Do you think he was actually there?
In Japan.
Or, like, did he actually shot that? Or do you think they just, like, imposed his face?
They could have just imposed his face. They 100% have a Ryan Reynolds facial capture thing, like, where they could just put his face on anything.
And then the other, I wouldn't say it's a cameo. So she is technically in the whole movie, but Sandra Bullock, so her voice is throughout the whole movie. And then she does appear at the very end. But piece of trivia again.
Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds were in The Proposal. Was that your trivia?
It wasn't actually, but that's also true. Yeah. And then Sandra Bullock was in Ocean's 8 and Brad Pitt was in Ocean's 11.
Oh, yeah.
And then, so Channing Tatum's the other cameo in this movie. He has a couple of funny lines.
So they were shooting The Lost City together, I guess. And then Brad Pitt cameos in The Lost City. And they, yeah, redid the favor back to him and cameoed in his movie.
Yeah. Well, interesting thing is this was actually shot before Lost City. So they were shooting this movie and then they asked Brad Pitt to cameo in Lost City.
So he returned the favor then?
He returned the favor, yeah. Yeah. Is there any other movies that they cross over in? What's Channing Tatum crossover with Brad Pitt in?
Channing Tatum and Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
I don't think there's any crossover there other than The Lost City.
Yes. There probably is something. Channing Tatum does a lot of cameos. Yeah. So he's probably in something. That wasn't he in like Kingsman as well as a cameo?
Yeah, he is. Kingsman? Yeah, he's in the second one. Yeah, not really a cameo. Yeah. He's, I guess it's a cameo.
Any other cameos we missed? So it's not a, again, it's probably not a cameo because it's like the main character in the, one of the main characters in the movie, but Michael Shannon?
Michael Shannon, yep. He's the villain.
And he turns up towards the end. So is Bad, what's his name? Bad Buddy.
Bad Bunny, is it? It's Bad Buddy, yeah.
Yeah, is his real name Benito Martinez Ocasio? He does get introduced in the first, like, 20 minutes of the movie. He has a pretty, probably the longest, one of the longest backstories. Like, the backstories don't go for that long. They go for maybe a couple of minutes to 5 minutes long. He has a pretty extensive backstory, and then he dies after that, like, literally after that. So he's in it just for the backstory. But my theory, and I only came up with this theory after you told me this, that he's doing another movie for Sony, right?
Yes.
And it's a Spider-Man villain or something. What's the name of the...
El Buerto.
Does anyone know about this villain?
No.
Yeah, but Sony's probably just like, yeah, okay, we'll do it. And then obviously this is also a Sony movie, so maybe they just like... do this movie for
this
us.
Was his audition tape.
Yeah. And to be honest, I mean, doesn't have to act that much, but he was okay.
There's other cameos, though. You're forgetting a couple. So there's, I forget her name. No, I do. It's Zazie Beetz. Is it this?
So she was technically also there the whole time, but she is one of the other people on this train trying to get the suitcase as well.
I don't know her name, but Kimiko and the Boys is in this as, I guess, a red herring. Because she does nothing.
Who was that?
She's the Asian, like, stewardess.
Ah, yep. Yep. Okay.
She's also in Suicide Squad as the chick who has the swords that traps the soul. But she isn't really in this. I think she's a red herring. You see her a couple times and you, like, expect her to be something, but she's nothing. I didn't realize this until the credits were, but do you realize who the son is?
Yes, I've actually got some trivia on that as well.
So he's Percy Jackson.
Logan, yes. So this is funny. Brian Tyree Henry's character, who's Lemon in the movie, he has this whole, like, he's really obsessed with Thomas the Tank Engine, and he, like, associates all the people he meets with characters from Thomas the Tank Engine. And Logan Lerman's character, who dies 5 minutes after you get introduced to him, he calls him Percy, and then guess what the trivia is?
Yeah, he's Percy Jackson.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Fair enough.
Anything else in terms of spoilers-wise? I don't think that's that much.
I think that's it.
Well, we can talk about some other trivia. So apparently Lady Gaga was meant to be in this movie in Sandra Bullock's role. Then Sandra Bullock replaced her. As I said, Brad Pitt did 95% of his own stunts, according to the stunt coordinator. David Leitch and Brad Pitt had a long working relationship before Bullet Train. So Leitch worked as its stunt double in Fight Club, Ocean's 11, Troy, and your favorite movie, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I knew it. I knew it would come back. Yeah. It's his best movie, including this, still his best movie.
Joey King plays a martial artist and assassin named Prince in this movie. This year, she also played a martial artist princess in the movie The Princess. That's another movie she's in. You missed that one.
That's actually Kissing Booth 4. They're just marketing it differently.
Did you know the fruit truck that Lemon drives at the end of the movie is the same truck that almost hits Ladybug at the start of the movie?
No, I didn't know that.
So, oh, another thing. So this train, I was trying to figure out the logistics of this because it feels like this train takes the whole night. So Brad Pitt gets on this train seemingly the night sometime in Tokyo, and it's a train to Kyoto. So I've actually taken this train. I've taken the train from Tokyo to Kyoto before. And when it's nonstop, I think it stops in like some main stations, it only takes about 2.5 hours because it is a bullet train. Bullet trains go at like 300 kilometers per hour. So I was just wondering why it takes the whole night.
Does it take the whole night? I don't think it does.
Or maybe it's like a 2 a.m. train or something. And then because the reason I say is when they get to Kyoto, it's like sunrise. So maybe it's just like a really late night train.
Does the movie just happen in real time?
Potentially. Well, the movie's, 2 hours, a bit over 2 hours long. So potentially, because it starts when Brad Pitt gets on the train and it ends when the train gets to Kyoto. So potentially. I think it's a little bit faster than it would be in real life. Interesting. We should put that in the trivia. It almost takes as long as a real...
Let's not verify it or anything, though. Let's just put it in. Yeah. Just chuck it in there,
Both this film and Mortal Kombat 2021, Hirohiko Sanada plays a character who teams up with his descendant to confront the man who killed his wife.
Fair enough. See, my trivia was better than this, I reckon.
And last one, Sandra Bullock plays the character called Maria Beadle, and that's the name of the original title of the novel, which this is an adaptation of.
Okay, that one's valid.
Well, that's all I had in terms of trivia. I mean, we could come up with more if you want, like Brad Pitt's in Fight Club, which also stars Edward Norton.
Who's in the MCU, which stars Brian Tyree Henry. Yeah. I reckon you could link every single actor back to the MCU.
Somehow.
Through a movie that they're in.
Probably. Yeah. So what about who else is in this movie? Like Joey King. How does she link back to MCU?
Joey King is in... She's in the Conjuring movies. She's in one of the Conjuring movies.
Yes.
Which has...
Vera Farmiga.
Which has Vera Farmiga. It has Patrick Wilson, who's in Aquaman 1, which stars Digimon Hotsu, who's in Guardians of the Galaxy.
I think that's a bit... It's too easy to link back to Digimon Hotsu because he's in every...
I did it.
The other one we could do is she's in Conjuring, which stars Vera Farmiga, who is Hailee Steinfeld's mom in Hawkeye.
Oh, yeah. Vera Farmiga is in the MCU. Okay. Yep. You did it quicker. You win that round.
It was just one connection. You went like three connections.
And I went too many connections, Dave.
And Digimon Hotsu is like a cheat connection. You can't use him. Because he connects to everything.
No. Everything's valid. Everything's valid. I reckon I could do every actor in 5 connections to the MCU.
Okay.
Like, it will take me at most 5 connections. Yeah.
Well, the other connection for Joey King would be she's in this movie and, you know, Aaron Taylor Johnson's in this movie or Brian Tyree Henry's in this movie.
So. See, that's cheating. That's cheating if you do that. Yeah. It had to be pre this movie. Okay,
before this movie. Yeah. What about Andrew Koji before this movie?
Andrew Koji, he's in Snake Eyes, stars Henry Golding, and
he's in Henry Crazy Golding. Rich Asians.
He's in Crazy Rich Asians, which stars Awkwafina, and Awkwafina's in Shang-Chi. Yes. Got it.
Is he something with Wong, Bendig Wong?
Who, Andrew Koji?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I've only seen Andrew Koji in 2 other things, a TV show and
they don't connect
Snake Eyes.
Well, anyway, we should do an episode where we just come up with a random list of actors and we just have to connect them as quickly as possible to the MCU.
I think it's a matter of connections. If you could do it in 5, well, they say that you can connect yourself to, like, your personal self to someone.
Yeah, like the president.
Like the president in 5 connections, don't they? So
It's
almost too easy.
Yes. And considering the number of people that are in MCU movies, it's pretty easier to do. Okay, how do we connect to someone in the MCU?
we connect to the MCU? I don't know. it would have to be something like, I don't know, if we've met someone famous and then they've met someone famous, essentially.
We probably have connection to someone famous. Right? Well, actually, no, we do, because my wife went to school with Elizabeth Debicki, who's in the MCU.
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. Two connections.
That's it. Done. Yeah.
Cool. Anything else on this movie?
I enjoyed it. It was good. I don't think everyone needs to rush out and go watch it, but I think it's probably a good streaming movie, actually. This is a movie that – this is the level that movies on streaming should be.
Like, it's a good time. Like, if you watch this on streaming, you wouldn't, like – you could actually just concentrate on it. Like, it's not a movie where you go do some other stuff. Like, you could actually sit down and just watch it and have a good time. There's no, like, boring parts to it as such either. Like, it's kind of pretty fast-paced and keeps up the tempo throughout the whole thing. I had some other train puns, but they kind of didn't fit in. Like, the other one I was going to say is the plans go down the train. Like, plans go down
the... Is that a saying?
Like, plans go down the drain, but plans go down the train.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Or like if you
that's two connections deep.
Or if we forgot something, I could have gone, did you lose your train of thought?
That one's one connection deep, easy. Yeah.
And then the other one was
level two puns and then level one puns, which is good. The other one level is three.
Level three. Let me think about it. Well, you could say Brad Pitt made sure that he covered his tracks. Just like, you know, like the train.
It's a level one.
Oh, it's
not even a level two. It's, yeah.
Okay. Well, what's a level three then? Like, it's
level three, you got to go deeper. You got to go like two levels deep. Do you know what name of a train?
Name of a train. What's that one that goes from Adelaide to Darwin or whatever? The Ghan. Yeah.
Yeah. So something on that then. But that, if you go something with that, then that would be a level three.
Okay.
But yeah, think about it and get back to me next time.
Yeah, I'll do it in the next episode. I'll think about it all week. Yeah. So overall, like, the movie didn't get derailed. It was stayed on track and the journey was smooth.
Cool. No comment from my end.
I was just going to take this opportunity to talk about Downton Abbey, A New Era, which I watched. So this is a Avengers Endgame-like event for fans of Downton Abbey, apparently. So I watched this, like, imagine you hadn't watched any of the MCU movies and you went and watched Avengers Endgame. That was me watching this movie because I hadn't watched any Downton Abbey. Like, I've seen bits and pieces here and there, but I've never actually watched a full episode and I haven't seen the previous movie. So I was trying to figure out how people are related to each other. So the dad from Paddington is like one of the main characters. So he's Maggie Smith's son and then he has two daughters and the eldest daughter is going to take over the empire as such. Like, stuff happens in this. It's actually not bad. Like, for someone like me who doesn't know anything about Downton Abbey, I still found it reasonably entertaining. I can see why people that like Downton Abbey would have a good time with it. My wife actually didn't like it as much as the previous Downton Abbey. She said her comment after watching the movie was, it feels like they forgot how to act.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Subtle roast. Not very subtle, actually. Very, very big roast.
Yeah. So Downton Abbey fans, enjoy it. I think that will be the last movie, or potentially the last movie that they do. Isn't that like the measure of a successful TV show when they have like multiple seasons and two movies?
Yeah, even one movie is pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not many TV shows get a movie.
Yeah, they've done pretty well. Okay, so if people want to get in touch with us and tell us about their thoughts on Bullet Train, how do they go about it?
So you can contact us at cognitiverecalibrationpodcast@gmail.com or we're on all other platforms at Cognitive Recalibration.
Yes, and if you want to support the podcast, you can do so via giving us a review on iTunes or a rating on Spotify. That makes us more discoverable on search engines. And we're also now on TikTok. We were on TikTok, we just weren't posting anything on it, but I actually posted something on it today for the first time. So we will be posting stuff more regularly on TikTok and also on Instagram. So be sure to follow us on both of those platforms. Next, we have a couple of episodes that we're going to do. So we're going to watch Lightyear at some stage. It's on Disney Plus, so we're going to watch it and we'll review that along with the other animated movie that came out recently, Minions Rise of Gru, which I have seen now. So you'll get my review for that in the next episode. Another movie that I think we should review is probably Prey, which you have seen. I'm planning to watch that at some stage, so we'll probably review that too.
Yes. Yep.
And then we've got all our Lord of the Rings stuff coming up later, so we'll get into that. But yeah, stay tuned for our reviews of Prey, Lightyear, and Minion. All right. Well, thanks, everyone. Hope you had a good time with this episode. I'm trying to think of another train pun, but not really coming to. I guess this is not the.
Use the ball up.
It's not the right platform for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. We're still going there.
We're on the wrong platform. Yeah. But yeah, hope you had a good time. Hope you're all staying safe. And we'll see you in the next episode.
See ya.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.